It's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the Synergy Connection Show. I have Chris Gibson back with me today, and we're going to have a really interesting conversation about this whole coronavirus and the law of attraction and staying well in these rather emotionally stressful times. I guess that might be a good description for where a lot of people are these days. I do want to remind you that if you miss the show live, go to synergyconnectionradio.com. And the shows are always archived there. There's 8 pages of them at this point because the show's been on for a year and a half already. So it's hard to believe, but yes, here we go. And I think probably wellness on a physical level is at the core of everyone's concern these days. So click on that Boomer newsletter. You can get a free copy sent to you on a monthly basis about products that can keep you healthy. And of course, there's no guarantee in today's world that if you have compromised health issues that you won't come down with the virus, but certainly washing your hands, having a really healthy diet, exercising, getting substantial sleep, all of those are going to make you at least healthier. One of the things on that website, if you go to the Boomer's website, is a audio visual kind of a recording, a YouTube video that Bob did on emotional freedom technique, which is another word for tapping. And tapping is a way you can also improve your immune system as well as reduce anxiety. So again, I would just encourage people to take advantage of what's on that website. And if you want to look at any of the other archive shows, click on show notes and you can go through page by page. You'll find Chris, because he's been on other shows with me, but you'll find a lot of other great people with great information to give you during this particular emotionally trying time that we're in. So Chris, welcome back to the show. I'm thrilled to have you as always. And I know you're working on helping me get my book ready for promotion.
Yep.
It gets launched on the 22nd. You authored a book, Acne Free in 3 Days, that went to bestseller. I know you were interviewed on Good Morning America and on Daily Buzz and a lot of other talk shows. But one of the things you're doing right now is your YouTube interviews with skincare products. And you have your own skincare product line, which I'm using.
Yes.
And it's very, very nice. I love the one for puffy eyes, because if you don't sleep well, that really does help.
It does really work. Yes.
It does.
It does work.
So we're going to just let the show kind of
The best show agendas are the ones with no agendas.
And we don't have an agenda
don't have
today.
An agenda
no,
today.
We don't. And it's kind of fun to go down that road.
So yeah, I think skincare is one of the things that I focus on a lot. But behind skincare, I focus a lot on health and wellness, because the skin, as the largest organ,
uh-huh.
often gives you the messages right away in your health.
Uh-huh.
If you're having an imbalance in hormones or you're having a moisture imbalance, your skin's going to tell you that. So behind the skincare curtain is a whole health and wellness part of me that is going to be coming out on a new YouTube channel.
And what are you going to
call
it?
Called Life Reimagined.
Okay.
It was initially designed because I turned 50 and I went through the Great Recession, which is kind of interesting that we're talking about that today, and had to sort of refigure out what I wanted to do after that initial success and all of that. And so I found a lot of people in the same boat. And then, of course, a lot of people my age are looking at health and wellness issues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was time for that to be. So a lot of the things that we talk about today would probably be found on that show eventually when I get that launched. Because right now it's Chris Gibson Live, which initially was supposed to be that, has turned into what I've always done and done so well with people is skincare focus.
Mm-hmm.
Although there is health and wellness, there's recipes in there, but it is skin focused. That's just mm-hmm. what I'm known for. So it makes
mm-hmm.
sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked what you were talking about as far as the virus is concerned. And I, in my mind, the way I look at it is there's the flu virus. There we've had bird flu, we've had swine flu, we've had Spanish flu. This is not a new thing. And the reason that it is concerning, obviously, is it's not a human virus. It's an animal virus that made the mutation over to humans. So humans don't have a natural mechanism for this yet. Mm-hmm. People that get it will have immunities, and we will see a vaccine. This is, you know, when the flu virus that we all think of now started this way, way, way back. But we all have some sort of immunity to it, or we can get a flu shot, and it protects us.
Right.
So that's the concern, is that we don't have innate protection like we would against other things now. If you've had the flu shot, from what I understand, you may have a better response, and there's been talk about blood types and all that. And I don't want to make the show about coronavirus, because law of attraction says what you give your attention to
is what you bring to your reality.
Grows. Yep. And if you can't see that in the world right now, as humanity puts its attention on something, it grows. So there will be a shift in the energy of this, where mankind puts its energy and its focus on a vaccine or getting well or moving past it. So there's a natural arc, just like you're talking about the curve.
Mm-hmm.
In law of attraction, there's usually a curve. There is the pushing against, the growing of the problem, and then people get enough of the problem and they begin to shift their consciousness. And we're already starting to see good news starting to pop up through the media, which it's difficult for it to do because, you know, they do tend to sensationalize things.
Mm-hmm.
But we're reading where they're finding things that work on it.
Mm-hmm.
They're finding that, you know, it's not coming back in China as a second wave. So there's a lot of positive stuff that's starting to poke through.
Mm-hmm.
That's the law of attraction. And as more and more people focus on the positives will grow and we'll move past this.
I don't know whether you saw this or not, but they've had several postings on Facebook. And the canals in Venice that were such a mess.
Yes,
now
are blue. I looked at that
blue
this morning and have dolphins in them. Yeah. And so, you know, it's interesting. Humans are taking a break and it's giving the earth and the climate a break.
It is.
You've seen the pictures of China with the lacking
blue
pollution.
Sky.
So the lesson that can be gleaned from that on the climate side is we are seeing how much impact we have.
Huge.
By asking people to do things, there's been resistance to that. Now people are being forced to do it, or forcing themselves to do it out of fear, albeit, which is not the greatest thing to use for that. But it is giving us a window into how much impact on the planet we have.
Right, exactly.
So when you take humans' activity out of the... It doesn't mean humans shouldn't have activity, but now I think one of the pluses and positives that will come out
mm-hmm.
is that, oh, we really do have an impact.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we can do things a little differently now
mm-hmm.
moving forward to keep those canals clear and to keep the... You know, so... It's always a spiral upward. Even though it sometimes feels like things are going backwards, the expansion of the universe and law of attraction and all that does not work that way. It always is forward. It never looks back.
Right.
It's always expanding. Infinite intelligence is always expanding, always moving forward, never looking back.
Right.
So.
Right. And you're right. I guess whenever you tell somebody they have to do something or they should do something, it doesn't work as well. But
no.
If it's a decision made on looking at something realistically and seeing the obvious.
Well, and the earth, the world, and our expansion is the point where we can actually all see it. You know, this happened in the past, in the 1800s, and, you know, this is the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. So there was a lot of pollution back then. I was looking at pictures of Philadelphia when they had the parade and all of the things and how dirty everything was, Pittsburgh. And there wasn't the ability to see the impact, climate impact then, because we didn't have internet.
Mm-hmm.
We barely had photography that we, you know, you didn't really see that. It was black and white.
Exactly.
So we can all get the lesson collectively now. There will be archives to show the difference in pollution in China versus then and now. And there will be the archives to show the ocean looking better, the canals looking better. So it doesn't mean, again, that humans can't have activity. It's that now I think people will be more mindful that there will not be the argument any longer that we don't have impact. The person who tries to stand on the argument that there is no impact, that it's just the Earth doing its thing, will have to say, okay, well, the Earth does do its thing, but we have impact. Clearly, we have a lot of impact. So there were generations, I read that article, there are generations in Venice that are shocked because they thought that's just how the water was. Mm-hmm. You know, they never occurred to them that it ever looked any different than it did. You know, it's just the way it looks. Right. So very interesting.
And just a few days. I mean, it's not like it took months and months and months. It was a few days. Yeah. And it made the difference.
So, you know, it's, things will change, they will evolve, things will get better, because in the end, out of all of this stuff, even though sometimes it's not pleasant, as you move through it, it's always better on the other end. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you just have to take care of yourself and, you know, understand how things work, and I think most people do. If you are sick, stay home, that kind of thing. I mean, nobody's being asked to do anything that's, you know, they're not coming and collecting people's furniture or taking money from you. You know, they're just asking you to be aware of what you're doing, your surroundings, and how you're feeling.
Right.
And it helps. So I think it's going to be, no one's going to be the same after this, but they won't be worse off in the long run.
In the long run.
You know? Yeah. Even financially, you know, the economy, this is like the 9/11 thing. Mm-hmm. It's a shock, but the money doesn't disappear. It just moves somewhere else. So when people take money out of stocks, they move it somewhere else. So it has the potential to come back. And we're seeing that up and down. But it's just, as soon as there's some stability somewhere, as soon as that good news that's poking through gets a foothold, and those of us who know how law of attraction works focus on the good and support that piece of that, because law of attraction is going to bring you whatever you're focusing on. It's a mirror. It's a conveyor belt. So as those things get more focused and people get more hopeful, things will turn around. So... interesting.
For somebody that has maybe not familiarized themselves with how law of attraction works, would you like to address that a little
bit? Yeah, it's, you know, it's funny because that since the 80s, I've been aware of that law, and the way that most people think it works is I will think something into being. Mm-hmm. And because I'm thinking something into being, it shows up, and that's not how it works. Law of attraction, I like to think of it as like a hologram. It's a mirror. So wherever you are emotionally, vibrationally is what you're getting. So whatever is going on in your life is a reflection of where you are. You are where you are. So there is, and no one gets a special deal. No one's better at it or worse at it. Everybody's really good at it, and we're so good at it that it's almost invisible. But if you move your energy, I guess the best way to describe it is getting off the day on a good foot versus a bad foot. Mm-hmm. Think about this. So you get up and you just had a really good night's sleep and you feel good and you're not sure why. And this is people that don't practice the law of attraction. And then you get a phone call from your daughter, your son, some good news, and then some more good news happens and you go to work and you got some extra money or what have you. It's the law of attraction at work. Mm-hmm. Say you get off on a bad foot in the morning, you had a nightmare, you know, and you didn't take the time to realign yourself to what you know to be true about how things work, and then suddenly you can't find your car keys, now you're going to be late, you get on the road, there's tons of freaking traffic, and there's people rude, cut you off, then you get to work, your boss is mad, they jump a big pile of stuff on your desk, and you just want to give up.
Right.
And that's how law of attraction works. Now, the great thing about it is that it's not always that instantaneous. I mean, it is to a degree. There, I went out, I'll tell you this story, and then I'll come back to this because it's so funny. This explains how it works. How it's what you're focused on, and it doesn't matter if it's good, bad, whether you want it or don't want it. It is just focus. So I go with my friend. This is before the restaurant's kind of like closed capacity and stuff. 2 weekends ago, we go out for his birthday, and we go to a place that we go here, so you probably heard of Hawkers, which is Asian street fair. So I love that food. So we go in there and we get ready to order the food. And we typically order the same things, but it's his birthday, so we're going to order something different. And I said, order the egg rolls, but don't order the ones that are in the white rice wrappers. I don't like those. The spring rolls. Mm-hmm. I like the fried rolls. You know, I'm going to like something that's terrible for you, but it's his birthday, right? So I said that. We made a joke. I said, that's fine. He says, no, I won't order the white because I don't like those. So as we're sitting there, the server comes and takes our order, and she goes away. And another server walks over and he goes, "Hey, somebody ordered these, and they're not. They didn't want them. Do you guys want them?" And they were those white egg rolls.
Whoa!
So we got white rice wrapper egg rolls anyway, and we laughed because he knows about law of attraction. I said, "Boy, you guys are good." I mean, within a minute, the white egg rolls were there. And all it was a lesson is that it's not what you want to get. It's because I thought about it. Mm-hmm. And here's the key. I thought about it with so little resistance, so little supportive thought. There was no plus or minus attached to it. It was just, I threw it out there. I don't order those because I don't like them.
And then you got
it. And then I let it go. Mm-hmm. Boom, there they were. Right. So that's why I'm going to bring this full circle. Law of attraction also works with resistance and momentum. Mm-hmm. So momentum means that, is what I was just talking about, the example of getting out of bed on the right foot in the morning or getting out of bed on the wrong foot in the morning is a function of momentum. Mm-hmm. That's the anger you're getting. And because you're not conscious of it, because it's an emotional place and you're not thinking about it, mm-hmm. there's no resistance. So that's how quickly your day spirals up or spirals down.
Right.
And the funny thing is, when you go to practice the law of attraction, you start putting thought on it, you're automatically putting resistance on both. So you sort of get the day starts off good and it's the day starts off bad and not so bad. And you sort of get in this weird place for a while where things are just sort of eh. Mm-hmm. They're not super, super great, great, great. They're not super, super, super bad. Almost kind of boring. And that when you start practicing understanding how it works and focusing on it, mm-hmm. you can't manipulate it. It just is. It's just like gravity. I like the Abraham Hicks analogy of gravity is just gravity. Mm-hmm. You don't think about it holding you to the earth. Right. Yeah. Right. Or going downstream. Mm-hmm. It just is. It's a law. So the law of attraction works the same way. So applying that to what's going on right now.
Use the example that we talked about a few minutes ago before the show started with your chicken.
Okay. This is a good example of that. So before all the craziness started, craziness had already started. People were hoarding toilet paper, hand sanitizer, and all kind of craziness. And I'd already decided I was going to have to do a video on how to make hand sanitizer, which I did. So we go shopping, and there's no chicken. No, like, cutlets, no chicken breast. There's, I think, just like leg, whatever the parts people don't like are what's left. So we're like, well, we don't want those. So we go to Sam's. A lot of times we'll buy things in bulk because it's less expensive. So, well, Sam's will have chicken for sure. Not a chicken in the place. This is on Saturday. not even a wrapper, not even a sticker stuck to the, it was completely cleaned out. So, well, maybe we should try this again tomorrow. And we asked somebody that worked there. Well, we don't know. We will get a truck tomorrow, but we don't know what's on it. You know, there's going to be chicken, but we don't know what time. So we decided to get up early and go down there because we figured the truck will be in early. We had that planned. Well, we didn't get out of the house on time for a variety. I didn't tell you this part. I had to take the dog out, and this happened, that happened. So now it's like going on 11 o'clock. I had to get the Saturday video up on YouTube. I said, God, it's noon. We got to go because, you know, there's not going to be anything left. So we get in the car, and I'm just dried out. Like, I need something to drink. And I'm making a joke. I said, all right, the health and wellness person over here needs to go to McDonald's. I need an iced tea or a Diet Coke. I have to have something to drink. Well, we're going to be even later getting, I don't care. I got to have it. Got to have it. Got to have it. So we detour and go to McDonald's. We stand in line, however long that took, and I got my unsweetened tea. And we head on over to Sam's. And, you know, we're like, oh, there's not going to be anything left. We go in there, and they're just putting the chicken out right then. They literally have just wheeled the chicken out
and putting it out on the shelves. Which is interesting when you stop and think about it, because your focus was there's not going to be anything left.
And here was the thing. The universe was guiding the whole thing because we had made that yesterday.
The detour.
And I didn't have resistance until we got there. Mm-hmm. And the resistance was about me costing us time. Mm-hmm. Like, we control that at all. Law of attraction is rendezvous, 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 rendezvous.
Exactly.
There's a million different opportunities for anything that you want that can come to you. It's your resistance that stands in the way.
Well, it's like intersections. You know, as you come to the intersection, you don't know what you're going to encounter there.
Well, you know, Lazarus, who I used to listen to in the 80s, who is very similar to Abraham Hicks,
mm-hmm.
used to make a joke about opportunity is always there. It always knocks. It's like it'll knock again. So if you put out that you want something and you really have that desire and you're working on getting yourself out of the way, you may miss an opportunity, but another one will come, and another one will come, and another one will come, because that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the chicken was clearly, and we laughed. Clearly, I said, law of attraction, here we go. I got thirsty. That's the whole thing about having to have all the timing of being late, getting the video out, having to take the dog out, getting in the car, then being thirsty and deciding we're late anyway, and I got to have something to drink, and then getting there right when they're putting it out, because he said 15 minutes, this will be gone. Had we showed up just 5 minutes earlier and walked in, we would have said they don't have it and walked out.
Right.
Had we showed up 15 minutes later and walked in, that would have been gone.
Okay.
We were there at the exact moment that they were putting the food out. That's a law of attraction.
So, all right. So the message for everybody out there right now.
Chill out.
Yeah. Start looking at what you want, yeah. not at what you fear. Because I've always told people, fear is just false evidence appearing real.
You know what helps get rid of fear? If you start looking for impulses.
Mm-hmm.
So say you're sitting at home and we'll use food as an example since we're already on that. And you know you need to go to the store, but you're like, it's not feeling right. I don't feel like doing it right now. Like, that's an impulse
mm-hmm.
you're getting for a reason. You probably don't know that. Most people don't pay that much attention. I do now mm-hmm. because, and the more you do this, the mm-hmm. more you see it.
Yeah.
So then all of a sudden you're sitting on the couch and you're watching your TV show and you go, I need to go to the store. You're the impulse. I should go now. That's the time to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's the law of attract. That is the run. That is the impulse. And if you follow that, I guarantee you something good will come out of it. But if you force yourself to go, oh, I don't feel like going right now, then you're stuck in traffic and you go there, why the hell would I come down here anyway? There's nothing here for me. I don't want any of this stuff. I'll give you another example. Saturday, same day that we didn't have chicken, I was not in a good mood because people were acting crazy. And normally we do long walks down in St. Pete's, a beautiful city. Even now with all this craziness, you can walk it. It's very walkable. So, this is so funny. So I have on a pair of shoes I walk all the time. This is not unusual for me to walk 2 miles in a day or an evening on the weekend downtown. Just show you. So let's go for a walk. Well, it's really hot. Where are we going to go? Well, let's just go for a short walk. Well, we get out there and the person I'm with wants to walk all the way down to the water. That's 4 more blocks. It's hot. Now I'm starting to get angry because I'm like, well, I don't really want to go down. I'm not listening to myself. I didn't say, why don't you go on? I'll go back. I forced myself to go to appease someone else. I had to be me, you know. Guess what I got on the back of my heel?
Blisters.
A big blister. In shoes that I've worn forever, that I've walked all over the city before, I got a blister on my foot. Why do we think I got a blister on my foot? I attracted
listening.
A blister because I didn't listen to me and I was doing something I didn't want to do, so I manifested a big blister on my foot.
Right.
Which, by the way, went away in one day.
That's interesting.
So I'm just telling you, it really is, and everybody wants to leap into control, and everybody learns about create your own reality, law of attraction. They get it kind of generally, oh yeah, well I know, I choose the people around me, I don't have to choose those. It's deeper than that. It really is an energetic thing
mm-hmm.
that is, it's so attuned to you that you're doing it anyway.
Right.
You're doing it anyway.
I'll give you an example from years ago. I used to play a lot of competitive golf, and I loved it when, you know, you'd get up on the tee. You've played golf before.
Yep.
Okay, so you're on the tee, and the person, you know, you do your tee shot, and the person that's with you that you're competing against does theirs. And maybe they end up in the water, or maybe they end up in a trap, or behind a bush, or something. And the words out of their mouth would be, oh, it's going to be one of those kind of days. And the minute they would say that, I would know in my heart, I've got this one won, because they were going to have one of those days. And my shots would always be pretty much right down the fairway, you know, onto the green. And the more I played well, because of my mindset,
the better your mood, the better.
Yeah. So it's very interesting how we do those things.
Esther Hicks, one of my favorite Abraham Hicks YouTube videos, and there are tons of them. If you don't, there you can listen to 15-minute sections for free, and they always give you a lesson. So it's not like you forced to buy like a whole thing. But my favorite Esther Hicks story about this, mm-hmm. and it's not Abraham telling it's, it is Abraham telling it, but it is Esther Hicks' experience. Mm-hmm. She had two grandkids, and the little boy and little girl, and had them for the weekend, and they went to, this is so funny, they went to the carnival, and the little boy and the little girl, they wanted to play games. Mm-hmm. Well, the little boy plays a game, and he throws the balls, and he doesn't get anything. The little girl throws the ball, it goes in the ring the first time, and she wins a toy. So now he's like, and she's like, yay! So they go to the next one, and I know it's water pistol something. He does it. He goes, watch this. I'm really good at this. And he doesn't win anything. She first shot out, she wins. So now she's got two toys. So then they are going to a concert, a train concert. I will never forget this. And that's funny. This is how stuff relates to me. I lived in Erie, Pennsylvania for a long time. And train is from there. Pat Monahan is from Erie, Pennsylvania. So this story was really, I'm like, the universe, you're really getting me with this. So they go to the concert. And the little boy's like, I'm having a really bad day. I want to be here. And you know, the little girl's like, yeah. And so they pick five people out of the audience, I believe it was. And it's the little girl gets picked.
Oh, no.
And now he's really, she gets a t-shirt. They throw the t-shirt out and she catches a t-shirt. And that is how it works. Mm-hmm. Now, it works really well with children. If you remember when you were a child, it felt exactly like that. Right. Because when you're a child, you have a less resistance in your experience yet.
Right.
Less life resist where you can blow it off or make excuses or do this. Kids experience things firsthand. Anybody with children, and I, my niece and nephew were the same way. I went through that many times with them. Once they went south, you couldn't get them back. Mm-hmm. Till the next day. Mm-hmm. Or they took a nap.
Mm-hmm. Or they took a nap.
And right. You know, Abraham is really big about Esther Hicks. Abraham Hicks is very, very big about, if it's not going well, take a nap. Shut it off. Because when you shut off thought, you shut off momentum. Mm-hmm. You shut off the law of attraction. Because mm-hmm. when you're sleeping or you're napping or you're meditating, it's stopped.
Right.
And you can better focus. Your energy rises. And I do that a lot. I meditate every day. I try to do it first thing in the morning.
I was going to say morning.
I've really been working on pre-paving my sleep and saying I want to, because I'm a big lucid dreamer. Mm-hmm. I dream and then I wake up in the dream. I'm still in it. And I go, this is a dream. I mean, I've won jackpots at casinos and it's awful because I'm sitting there and it's full out real. And I'm waiting on them to hand me the check. I'm like, because it's such a big win. I'm like, oh, I'm getting a check for $50,000. And I call my roommate and go, oh my God, I'm getting a check for $50,000. And it is so real. I'm cold. I'm like, man, it's cold in this office. And then it dawns on me
that it's a dream.
This is a dream. Oh, and I wake up. So you're creating all the time. So I pre-pave. Mm-hmm. My sleeping is why I want to align with my higher self, inner being, God, God, so whatever you want to call it. I want to connect with that while I'm unconscious. Because I've done that enough times in my life and I've seen shocking things show up. Good things. Out of the blue the next day. And usually I wake up feeling good and I don't know why. Huh. Like there's something, I feel good. So I practice it, and the more I practice it, and this is something I've just started doing in the last year, doing it daily. I've always, usually I'm like most people, when my back's against a wall or some stressful situation, that's when I try to do it. Oh no, it's far better to do it all the time. And I think because I've been doing that so much, things don't knock me off my center as much. Like I'm not really freaked out about this. And a lot of people go, oh, you should be, it could kill you, you know, da, da. Well, no, I'm playing by the rules, and I know how law of attraction works. And if I put myself in a position to catch that, I'll survive it because I know what I'm doing. So, but it is, and that's not arrogance. It's just that I'm that secure. And mm-hmm. I know that to mm-hmm. a lot of people that sounds like arrogance, but it's not. I'm that secure. And it has not knocked me off my center. And let me tell you, you can handle things like this much better when you're not off your center.
Exactly.
You will see things that you wouldn't see when you're freaked out. Mm-hmm. You'll see opportunities you wouldn't see when you're freaked out. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just had a business meeting, you and I, with somebody that's huge for a future. When this calms down, it's going to be really good in the midst of all of this. Mm-hmm. But they're very good at focusing forward too. Mm-hmm. So I don't care, you know, and they're, you know, we all give to charity. We'll do what we have to. I take food to people and I'm concerned about my friends and I'll make sure that I'm there for them. But they can't be there. Some of them can't be there for themselves right now. They're freaked out. Uh-huh. They're like all over the place. And they're like, why aren't you freaked out? I said, because there's nothing to freak out about.
Right. Right.
This is a part of being human on this planet. And what's freaking you out is that you can't control it.
Right. It is a control.
You cannot control it. So you've got to let go. You can't control that. But what you can control is your household and your habits and where you go and how you feel and how you entertain yourself and what you put in your body for wellness. And I know we wanted to kind of transcend into that. Things you can do to beef up your immune system.
Right.
There are physical things. We are physical beings, so there are physical laws with physical effects, like gravity.
Right.
So I'm trying to... So I'm more helpful to them. You were more helpful to your friend than if we're freaking out.
Exactly.
And I'm not freaking... I'm not trying not to freak out. That's what the thing is. I'm not having to talk myself down off a ledge. I'm just not freaking out.
Right.
I'm like, you know, this stuff happens. And I think part of it is, for me, and I might be lucky, or maybe this is the way the universe works, probably the latter. When my mother was in her final years, she had a very low immune system, and I couldn't even get home with a cold. So I'm kind of used to the thought process behind this. You know, I had to wash me, rewash my hands. I couldn't go in the room if I had the flu, and I don't ever hardly get that. But I could not be around her sick because her immune system was so low. So that's the message in all this,
right?
Is that they're telling people just be aware, you know, that not everybody's is healthy.
Well, and I think with, you know, that point coming up, I'm gonna jump in again with two important tests that you can have done the next time you have a physical, so that you have a baseline, and just understanding. One of them is called a C-reactive protein test. If you write that one down, and what you want to look for when you get your results is ask the doctor what your number is. If you're not sure how to read your labs, you want it to be a 1 or less, because that is the level of inflammation you have in your body, and inflammation is where all disease originates from. So if you keep that number low, you're going to be a long ways ahead of the curve. The other one is your immune system, and that's a D as in dog test, and you're looking for a number there that is greater than 70. I will tell you that even living here in Florida, the majority of people, their number is down in the maybe high 30s or 40s, simply because they cover up, they use sunscreen. You have to be in direct sunlight for at least 30 minutes on bare skin, or you need to take a vitamin D3 supplement. The normal dosage, if you look that up, is probably up to about 2,000 international units. But if you're low, you need to be taking 10,000 international units to get it up to that 70 mark. Mine happens to be an 82. So, you know, those are two things that we can control by just being aware of what our numbers are and then beefing that up a little bit. And it may be that you can't do it overnight at the moment, but if you're aware, you can, you know, work on it down the road.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And things like diet, you know, it was interesting to me. So I go into the store and all the processed food's gone. And I get that to a degree because things keep, you know, canned goods, that kind of stuff. And then I'm looking at the vegetables going...
You could freeze them.
You can freeze them, yeah. So you know, you want to make sure that you're more alkaline, and because viruses, cold, flu, and this is a virus too, it's the same thing, have a difficult time replicating.
In an alkaline environment.
Right. That is why when you take the zinc tablets or Zyrcam or any of those, Zycam or any of those products... lessens the duration of a cold because it's very alkalining to your nasal passages and your throat.
What about alkaline water? I mean, a lot of people, you know, I know that it's not a good idea to drink it with your meals because it
helps with stomach digestion. Acid.
Right.
But there are certain, that's fine. There are certain foods, you know, lemon water. It's funny because people go, well, lemon's an acid. Well, yeah, but acid and alkaline is just a level of acid.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a thing in and of its own. So when we say alkaline, there is a different pH than a high acid pH. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like a swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
Think of your body as a swimming pool. If the pH is too high, then you have problems.
Mm-hmm.
If it's too low, then you have problems. So bacteria and viruses live in a very short measurement of pH can affect those things very bad. So if you go more alkaline in your diet, you're changing your pH. So that's things like peas, carrots, linguines, you know, broccoli, those things like meat, some cheeses, too much dairy. Those things can make you more acid. Sugar, refined sugars. If you're gluten sensitive, gluten can make your body more acid. And people kind of know when you describe how you feel when you're acid, you just sort of feel off.
Right.
You don't feel really bad, but you don't feel great. You just feel off. That's how I was like.
And if people want to maybe educate themselves a little bit, they have these alkaline strips.
Yes.
And so they're not expensive. You can pick them up in any drugstore. And test your own alkalinity or acidity levels.
And you can Google acid alkaline diet. There is a million charts, and they're all very similar with very small degree of what foods improve alkalinity and what foods make you more acid. So, you know, nuts are really some of them. There are some nuts that can cross over, but like almonds, walnuts, those kind of tree nuts tend to make you more alkaline, whereas like peanuts. Cashews can make you more acid. So there's a balance in there. But that's one thing. And then, of course, probiotics, making sure that your digestive health is in order. And there are tests for that now, too, where they can tell you what... And you can Google this. There are different strains of internal flora or probiotics that tend to work well for people with certain issues. Like if it's a digestive issue, you're usually short on one type of flora. If you're having acne... there's a couple of those that are usually low in count. Or you have candida overgrowth, yeast overgrowth, which there again, when you're acid, yeast can get out of control in your body.
Right.
So those are impactful things we can do.
Well, a lot of
physically.
Yeah, I think a lot of women, get yeast infections, especially when they're in childbearing.
Yeah, because your hormones are your body chemistry is more conducive for that.
And so that's your body kind of saying, hey, you know, let's change my diet a little bit.
You know, we hear, and to put it in perspective, there's a lot of things you can do that change that balance. You know, the keto diet, they watch it very closely so you don't get ketoacidosis because it can throw your kidneys into failure and stuff like that. So what we're talking about is maintaining a healthy balance so that bacteria and viral, viruses have a harder time getting a hold. You know, and there's been a lot of medical information, medical information about drinking lots of water. If you do get the virus spores in your mouth and you swallow them, they're not going to make you sick. It's getting them into the lungs.
Exactly.
So they, you know, if you aspirate at night, if you tend to wake up really dry in the morning, or you are sleep apnea, you want to run a humidifier in there to kind of keep things moist because they stick to whatever's moist. If you dry out, then they can get dislodged and down into your lungs.
Right, because they're looking for humidity.
Yeah, that's where the problem. That's where the problem happens. So lots of things you can do. Wash your hands. Obviously, don't touch your eyes, which I am terrible at that because I wear contact lenses. So it's hard not to touch your eyes, but if you make a habit of washing your hands a lot more, and then of course moisturizing them afterwards. My hands are so raw. I'm like, moisturizer. There's no rule that says you can't use lotion after you wash your hands.
Exactly.
If the washing the hands is to get rid of the bacteria, the lotion isn't going to hurt anything. You're clean.
Right. And so. I think a lot of people might be carrying it to sort of an extreme too, because they're using more alcohol-based products on their
hands. It's very drying.
Which are really drying.
The nature of alcohol is very, very, very drying.
If you end up with, cracks around your nails or knuckles, then you've got entry for other bacteria.
Exactly.
So
definitely want to use, an aloe moisturizer, or if you have really dry skin, because now we're getting back to skincare. Coconut oil. Anything that has a natural emollient in it. Natural emollients are coconut oil, olive oil, argan oil, those type of things, shea butter, those things. Artificially enhanced emollients are petroleum, things like mineral oil, that kind of stuff. Now, I will say, if you have severe dry skin, like cracked feet, the best thing you can do, this is when petroleum is actually good, to Vaseline mm-hmm. on that will help because Vaseline will not penetrate the skin. Mm-hmm. Mineral oil does a mm-hmm. little bit, but it'll just sit on the skin and kind of hold the moisture in. So,
yeah,
but then as soon as you heal, you want to get into a routine of lotions with AHAs
right.
in them,
right.
alpha hydroxy, beta hydroxy acids.
Right.
So,
a lot of people, you know, that have dry feet or dry hands will put on, it's a certain kind of glove, but, you know, slather their hands or their
yeah.
feet and then put socks on yeah. or gloves on for the night. Just to hold that
yeah.
moisture in.
Yeah, you want to moisten the skin first and then put the Vaseline over
mm-hmm.
that. Or you can use it. Vaseline has a host of product lotions that are
mm-hmm.
based with that in there.
Actually, I found that Gold Bond is a pretty good
yeah, that's
too.
A good brand.
Yeah,
so, but in general sense, you want to use a water-based moisturizer with hyaluronic acid in it
mm-hmm.
Or AHAs and BHA products. There's millions of those out there. On your skin if you're not having the severe. This is for severe dry
mm-hmm,
skin.
Mm-hmm.
So once that severe dry skin is healed, then you want to switch.
I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of people after all this is done that they're going to have more maybe hand issues.
It depends on how, if you take it too far, dishpan hands.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, back in the old days I still wash dishes at the beach, so you know, dishwashers at the beach. That's not good for the environment. But anyway, yeah, you can dry them out.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that you don't do that because you're right. The other bacteria, you can get other problems.
Exactly.
From that.
Exactly.
So basically, it's just being mindful and then again, what you can do from an energetic level is focus on the positive things you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Let
so,
that be the
a little bit more maybe about gratitude. You know, I'm looking.
Well, yeah, appreciation for being in a place where we're aware of it,
mm-hmm.
because in the not too far back past, we weren't,
mm-hmm.
and whole countries weren't,
mm-hmm.
and whole, you know, selections of people weren't aware of these viruses that were going around, and
mm-hmm.
it wiped out whole civilizations in the past. So the first thing you can be appreciative of is that we are in 2020, where we have the ability to see something coming.
Well, and I think that's one of the things that I'm aware of with at least the United States, is because it didn't start here. It started in China,
yeah.
It moved to Italy, it moved to Spain. But we're able to observe what's going on in those
right.
countries. And we're just a little bit ahead of the curve in some regards
yeah.
because of our own technology and the way we band together, you know, as a country.
Well, and that's the other thing it's doing. I find it interesting that this sort of erases the Democrat, Republican, gay, straight, old, boomer, millennial, those things are still being thrown around by politicians, but what I see in the populace is that we don't have time for that. You guys can call it whatever, but I want to make sure my neighbor's is okay, and
mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that, you know,
mm-hmm.
my family is okay. That's what I'm seeing, and
right.
what can we do to help you? I don't ask those questions before I don't look at a business owner and say, we'll order takeout from you because you guys have been good. I don't know what their affiliation. I don't care.
Right.
That's another human that I can help that's helped me. You know what I mean? So there's a lot more of that going on and then that other stuff that you see.
Right. This morning I had Good Morning America on for a little bit. And they, you know, represent and have for years these small businesses. They,
oh, yeah.
you know, make special offers with part of their show, you know, at least a couple of times a week. And the comment that was made is, please order from these people, you know, because they were making, I think it's called something deal, but, you know, please order from them because they may go under if, you know, people
yeah.
aren't supporting them. And
yeah.
so they offer everything at half off with free shipping. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's important when we're looking at restaurants that are being told 50% capacity and
yeah.
They're laying people off at hotels. And of course we have everybody shut down with Disney and Busch Gardens and SeaWorld. And a lot of the people that work there are minimum wage
yeah,
people.
Yeah, they're not making, you know, a bunch of money a year. So
no.
They're already living paycheck to paycheck.
Exactly.
So it's going to really make people rethink their relationships with people that are in these industries, and landlords are going to have to look at, you can't evict everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is one of those things that's affecting everybody. So it's going to be, you can't like, you know, it's just going to be interesting to see how people respond to that.
Hillsborough, I don't know whether you caught this on the news last night, but they are releasing, it's somewhere over 100 individuals that had more like petty crimes.
Oh, yeah. Stuff that's like you smoked a joint on the street or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're saying, you know, go forth, kind of like in
Sin No
More. Because
nothing will show you your weaknesses and your systems
faster.
Like something that like this.
Yes, exactly.
So you can truly trust that the healthcare system is going to get a real good look after the, again, just like the climate, because everybody's seeing it.
Right.
You can't deny it anymore.
Right.
You can't deny that the canals in Venice have dolphins
have
in
dolphins
them.
In them.
You can't deny that China's pollution problem went away. You can't deny that the health system isn't set up to help us in the way that it needs to be. You can bet that'll be a big agenda item. Same thing with how landlords treat their tenants, businesses, and individuals. There's going to be a lot. It's ripping the Band-Aids off a lot of stuff. Or the conjecture Band-Aid off a lot of stuff.
Right, because you can't
it's making
not
it visible.
See it anymore.
Yeah, you can't not see it. We all see it. It's like you can't hide, you can't tell your story.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You can't tell your story if it's not true right now. It's very interesting stuff.
It is. The future is not going to be what we would have predicted.
No, well, you know, that's what happens when you have fractures in thinking and fractures in it's resistance.
You know what? It's a
something's got to give.
Right. I was just thinking symbolically, it's a little bit like a volcano, and then we just had an earthquake.
Yeah.
In Salt Lake. And so when you have things like volcanoes and earthquakes, it shakes things up, you know, because as you're looking at something that maybe was dormant, maybe had not rock and rolled for a while, and then here it is. That's even different to me than a tornado that comes through or a hurricane that builds, because you can kind of see the hurricane coming.
Yeah, that and then the impact is more narrow. That happened to them. Well, this
is
happening to everybody.
To everybody, exactly.
This impacts everybody. So it's like, oh, we are like a human race. I forgot about that. That's what's happening. And you're seeing that in the people that are, and I'm not saying they're not folks acting out. There always are. But now it's more like, oh, really? Now? We're not really? We have other things to focus on.
Right.
So I think it's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out. But again, back to people freaking out.
I wanted you to explain a little bit about, because this may go on for a number of weeks. So if you can't find hand sanitizers, you did a little video, so why don't you tell people?
Yeah, there's a video on YouTube. Chris Gibson Live is my YouTube channel, and I did two versions, and I had to talk a nurse down after she saw the second one, and then she went and looked, she goes, oh, you're right. There is a non-alcohol hand sanitizer that will kill viruses. So the first one is regular hand sanitizer is aloe gel. You want to get aloe gel, and it has to be 91 to 99% rubbing alcohol. It has to be that high. It can't be the 70%, which is a lot more common, so you have to kind of look for it. I got a big bottle of it at CVS, so they had it. And then some essential oil that you like. I like tea tree oil because I know it's antibacterial and antiviral. So anything antimicrobial sounds really good. So basically it is, it's three parts alcohol to one part aloe vera gel.
Okay.
All right. So you mix those together and you put 4 or 5 drops of tea tree oil in it, and that's your hand sanitizer.
Right.
And you put it in a jar, and it can be,
does it need to be refrigerated?
No, because the alcohol is going to keep it.
Okay.
Yeah, and you're going to be using it. So I like to make small batches because I like stuff to be fresh. That's just me. But you can make it really easily. The non-alcohol version is a 4-ounce bottle with 3/4 full, which is about half a cup, of sterile water. If you have filtered water, that's fine. If you don't, you just boil the water and then measure it out after it cools. And then you're going to put 10 drops each of cinnamon oil, lavender oil, eucalyptus oil, tea tree oil, and you've got your hand sanitizer.
I bet it smells wonderful.
And it does smell really good.
Yeah.
And you have to shake it up, you know,
right.
And it's going to be a lot more liquid, but a sprayer bottle is better for that one.
Okay, so it could be portable, like when you're out for the day.
And what really is killing the germs is the tea tree oil and the eucalyptus oil. If you think about it, Listerine has what in it? Eucalyptus. That's what kills all the germs in your mouth. And it kills viruses.
Right. Right.
Listerine does, but it doesn't make a great hand sanitizer because it's very sticky when it dries.
So this is a video that they can find.
It's actual video. It just says easiest hand sanitizer on it.
And it's Chris Gibson
live on YouTube.
Okay. So everybody out there, kind of keep that one in mind.
Binge watching is encouraged. Watch all the videos you want.
And your videos are good. I love the one that I just saw with the Korean.
Oh yeah, Eric Nam. He's a K-pop star.
Okay.
And he did, and you know, most I do reaction videos where I look at a celebrity skincare routine that they've recorded, and in this case, I think it was for Harper's Bazaar.
It was for Harper's, and he looks like he's 16.
And he's 31, about to be 32 years old. And he looks like a kid, but he really has his skincare down.
Uh-huh.
He really does. I didn't have a whole lot of things I would change to that, which is usually rare, because usually people are doing some really crazy stuff in those videos.
Mm-hmm.
So, there are reaction videos on there. And then the one that's coming out today is how to apply skincare in the right order.
Hmm.
I get asked that all the time. What goes first?
And what does go first?
Well, cleanser, obviously. Okay. Makeup remover and cleanser if you wear makeup.
Okay.
And then what would you think would be next?
Moisturizer?
Toner.
Toner, okay.
If you use a toner. And not everybody needs a toner. If you have acne, oily, or normal skin, you can use a toner that's alcohol-free. Make sure it doesn't have alcohol in it, which is not as easy as it sounds. And all of that's going to do is get any leftover dirt and oil out of your pores. But it's really to moisturize. It's sort of like the first layer of that. If you like toner and you don't want to really give it up and you have dry skin, essence sprays. Like SK2 has an essence spray that I talk about that's really, really good. It's a botanical spray. What that is it's botanical extracts, not necessarily the oils, and they're mixed in a sterile water, and it's a spray. Okay. Very refreshing. Especially in Florida in the summer, those things, I go through bottles of that stuff.
It's
really good. So what would you think would come after toner?
Then moisturizer?
No,
okay.
Then your serums or your facial oils. So your vitamin C serum, peptides, facial oils that you're using would be next. Then what? You don't need one.
Yeah.
Spot treater. If you have a blemish, then you want to use your spot treater. Camphor or salicylic acid based.
Okay.
Then what?
Then moisturizer.
Nope. Then your facial sunscreen, and here's why. Why moisturizer goes after sunscreen.
I know, but most of mine has an SPF.
It has it in it,
yeah.
And that's fine. But SPF needs access to your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put it on after you've put on moisturizer, there's a tendency for it to be heavier in one area and lighter than another because your skin is now slippery, basically, for those reflective ingredients to penetrate and act properly.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to put that, then your moisturizer. And I recommend water-based moisturizers, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you have really, really dry skin, then an emollient moisturizer like CeraVe Skin Rejuvenating Cream.
Well, I know that the young Korean man, he was using a moisturizer that was, I think, really heavy, and
because when you're his age, they have it, and it had wax in it, and you don't want products that have paraffins in them, and here's why, because they'll block your pores.
Yeah, I would think.
They'll block your pores, and again, it's back to the Vaseline on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
If you have dry or cracked skin, or you've gone skiing, or you're really chapped, that's fine for a period of time, but you don't really need a heavy cream like that that doesn't allow your skin to breathe. That was my only issue with that.
Right.
Because your skin needs to, and he didn't have an exfoliation step in his skincare routine.
Because
we're talking about how to apply skincare products, not the routine. The routine itself would have exfoliation in it and wiping your face with a makeup towelette or a that little sponge, that's not enough. You need to exfoliate. I've been doing that since I was since my dermatologist gave me that Buff Puff when I was like 20. I've always done it, and it has paid off.
And do you do it every single day?
Every day.
Do
lightly
you?
I use a Buff Puff all over. And I'm about to turn 56, and I had a meeting with a bunch of young folks. I say young, they're in their 30s. They thought I was 30. Like 35. In fact, what's his the guy that met with me on Monday, the partner of the guy that we met with, came in, and he didn't couldn't believe that my birthday is in 2 weeks. So it pays off.
Mm-hmm.
Consistency is the other thing. I said there is an invisible ingredient in skincare.
That's nobody,
it's
routine.
Consistency.
Yeah, that
consistency,
is routine.
Consistency,
yeah,
consistency.
That's true. I know my mom started me on using really good products when I was about 14. And so it has made a huge difference.
Yeah, it does.
And a lot of people, you know, don't wear anything, but they don't moisturize. They don't, you know, wear any makeup. And I think by the time they hit 50, they look like
they're... One of the things I think that's helped me, because there's a generation of people where the face looks good and everything else doesn't, because
right.
they got the face.
Uh-huh.
But I remember being taught about the ears,
mm-hmm.
and your neck and
mm-hmm.
your hands.
Mm-hmm.
My hands, most of the time, hands give people away.
Well, and for women here in Florida... The décolletage area.
Yes.
Because...
I call that chest. And
yeah,
chest,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because...
Guys, it's the back of the neck.
Oh, right.
It looks like, you know, a roadmap back there.
It does.
And it's okay. I mean, you know, you're going to get some lines as you grow. There are babies have lines in
yes,
their neck. So
yeah.
that's normal. But if you take care of it, and exfoliation and moisturizer...
Mm-hmm.
Man, moisturizer. I mean, I look at my hands and it freaks me out. I mean,
yeah,
I
your
don't,
hands
I don't
great.
Have 56-year-old hands.
No, you don't. I mean, they're more like maybe in their late 20s.
Yeah.
That,
and it's because I learned
mm-hmm.
to do the skin. When I did skin peels,
mm-hmm.
I did the backs of my hands. I
mm-hmm.
still do. If I decide I'm going to do a deeper peel, like a glycolic peel or
mm-hmm.
a skin culture peel or some kind of peel that's heavier,
mm-hmm.
I always do my hands.
Mm-hmm.
Because that dead skin builds up on our knuckles.
Yes. Yeah, it does.
You know, our hands don't have a lot of oil glands in them. It's
right.
the same thing with the eyes. And I talk about that in the video coming out today. There are certain areas of your body that don't have a lot of oil glands. The areas around your eyes, your ears, even though everybody inside, my ears are oily, but not the outsides.
Right.
And the backs of your hands.
Right.
And your elbows.
And elbows, yeah.
If you can keep those things hydrated and exfoliated, they won't age.
Right.
And sunscreen. Obviously,
sunscreen.
And yet, I agree with you. Once or twice a week, you need to spend 20 minutes in the
mm-hmm.
late afternoon sun or early
mm-hmm.
morning sun without sunscreen so that your body can get some sun.
Right.
Nothing feels better than to get some sun.
Oh, I know.
It just will change everything in your mood. Because we're surface dwellers. We're not underground.
Right.
So we need some sunlight. It impacts your eye health. It impacts everything.
Mm-hmm.
While it can impact you negatively, you still need to have it.
Yeah. Exactly. Wow. Well, we're coming to a close of another show. So
that was fast.
It went really fast. It always does. Again, give everybody a chance to find you and your videos. Remind them one more time.
Sure. It's the YouTube channel is Chris Gibson Live. So it's YouTube/ Chris Gibson Live, or you can
mm-hmm.
just search me in the YouTube search bar
mm-hmm.
or on Google. And my website, same thing, ChrisGibsonLive.com.
Okay. And I know you have a ton of videos there all about
health
and wellness and skincare and the new one that you're going to open up your new
Yeah,
YouTube.
It will be called Light. It's actually there. It's just nothing on it yet.
Yeah.
I think there's an ocean video right now.
Okay.
But it's called Life Reimagined.
My book's going to go there.
Yes.
So that'll be
And that'll have
else.
A podcast that's coming up. It was supposed to come up spring of this year, and we're there as of tomorrow.
Yeah, that's
is it today?
I think this is the earliest they said today was.
Yeah,
so
hopefully before summer I'll have that all shored up and
mm-hmm.
going on a consistent basis. So
yeah, that will be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. So just a reminder for everybody, again, if you know somebody who should listen to this particular interview with Chris, and I suspect there are an awful lot of people out there right now that would benefit, please go to synergyconnectionradio.com. And this afternoon, the show will be up in the archives. Go to show notes. And when you do that, you're going to see Chris's show at the very top of the list. If you click on Read More, you'll see the synopsis of the show. And then the show itself is there. Just click on it and it will play. So I hope everybody has a terrific afternoon. And, you know, stay well, stay healthy. Click on the Boomer newsletter for maybe some more information. And go out there and make this your very best life. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye, everyone.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com, or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.